The exact danger posed by the blasts in and around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant remains unclear. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, said in an interview with the Associated Press on Tuesday that the situation at the plant was completely out of control. "Every principle of nuclear safety has been violated," he said, calling on Russia and Ukraine to allow experts to visit the site. "What is at stake is extremely serious and extremely grave and dangerous." Other officials have been more measured, pointing to the fact that recent nuclear energy facilities are designed to withstand terrorist attacks and natural disasters. Several Western and Ukrainian officials believe that Russia is now using the giant nuclear facility as a fortress to protect their troops and stage attacks, because they assume Kiev will not retaliate and risk a crisis. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday accused Moscow of using the plant to shield its forces, and Ukraine has warned that shelling at the complex could be disastrous. "The possible consequences of hitting an operating reactor are equivalent to the use of an atomic bomb," Ukraine's foreign ministry said Friday on Twitter. The United Kingdom has said that the actions at the complex have undermined the safety of the plant's operations. Russian forces have probably used the wider facility area, in particular the adjacent city of Enerodar, to rest their forces, utilizing the protected status of the nuclear power plant to reduce the risk to their equipment and personnel from overnight Ukrainian attacks, Britain's Ministry of Defense said Friday in an intelligence update on Twitter. The Ukrainian mayor of Enerodar, Dmytro Orlov, said in late July that Russian forces had been observed using heavy weaponry near the plant because they know very well that the Ukrainian armed forces will not respond to these attacks, as they can damage the nuclear power plant.